A Year in Japan, episode 10.5. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you did hear correctly, it's episode 10.5. Because it's not actually a real episode, and those of you who've seen how long this track is will have gathered, because it's not like 10 hours long like usual. So basically the story is this. In approximately 5 weeks, is it five? No, 6 weeks. 6 weeks I'm going to be boarding the ferry from Osaka, sailing across to Shanghai, taking the boat from Shanghai up through Beijing, Mongolia, then across Russia, and finally down through Belarus and Western Europe back to the UK. So my final episode from this year in Japan is going to be coming out soon. Now, I currently have I have exams on at the moment at university, which is why I don't have time for a proper episode, unfortunately, although I'd very much like to do one. My exams finish on June 10th. And then I will have my final episode out from Japan this year. So, ladies and gentlemen, for a special last episode, let's make it really interactive and fun. Okay, so the idea is this. What I want is I want you to send in your suggestions or requests as to where I go and what I do. So what I'm thinking is anywhere in the Tokyo region is okay. If you want me to go somewhere and report on something or do something and record a bit when I do whatever it is, so please send me your emails, send me your Skype messages, put a comment on the blog with what you want me to do and go and do. So, for example, you might want me to... let's think. Say, for example, go to a sumo tournament, or perhaps go hydroplane racing, which is not quite as exciting as it sounds. Or rakugo comedy, go and see a typical Japanese comedy and get arrested for recording inside the auditorium. Or maybe a massage parlour? Not sure how Twinkle would feel about that. There's Tokyo Parasite Museum. I could take you there. It's fantastic. I haven't been for years. Might have closed, but... anyway, that's just an idea. Maybe go to a maid cafe, or maybe perhaps you want a tour of Akihabara and all the excitement that is not. So, anything you want me to do or go, providing it's legal and doesn't cost me more than 1,500 yen, which is about what's that? It's about £6, so that's $12. Okay, so send your ideas in to joseph@ayearinjapan.com by email, or my Skype username is Joseph Tame. You can send me a voicemail there or talk to me if I'm online, or you can send videos or audio snips to joseph@ayearinjapan.com. What other ways can you contact me? You could send me a letter, but it won't get here until I've left. Anyway, so if you could do that by the 10th of July, that's the deadline, 10th of July 2007, and then I'll pick some of those and I'll attempt to do my best, because I've got a few weeks after the end of term before I actually leave. I've had a couple of questions from people relating to what's going to happen to a year in Japan after I leave Japan. Well, it is my intention to keep it going, and I'm going to be shipping my huge studio back to the UK at considerable expense. So hopefully I'll keep it up next year from the UK, because of course I'll be studying Japan, and what with Twinkle, my partner, being in Japan, I'll be in touch with Japan all the time. And then, of course, I'll be returning to Japan semi-permanently in July 2008. So July next year, so that's the plan. I was thinking it might be possible for me to post audio updates of my Trans-Siberian adventure, because it's already been arranged that I'm going to be doing a little story about it for one of the British local newspapers, and I'll be uploading photos and stuff to their blog. So I was thinking, well, if I can do that, then there's a chance that I can also maybe send a few updates to this podcast. So keep subscribed after the final episode next month, and you might hear some updates coming live from Siberia, depending on the internet connections, which I think are, they look like they're okay according to Skybits. Anyway, considering I didn't really have anything to say, it's an incredibly long episode. And yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. Send your suggestions in. And thanks ever so much for all the positive feedback over the past, month now. Yeah. Okay, so I'll be in touch soon, sending you suggestions. Joseph at yearinjapan.com. Bye-bye for now.